KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. I'm your host, Wendy Nordquist, here with an hour of fine music tonight, celebrating Nat King Cole. Nathaniel Adams Coles, born this day, March 17th, 100 years ago. We'll have a brief, mostly chronological look at some of the many, many songs he recorded in his career, which ended too soon, in my mind. His last album was 1965. Here is a song that I think was his first big hit in 1940.
I'm as happy as a baby boy, my Lord, with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. It's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Sweet Lorraine from 1940, early on in Nat's recording career. He started playing music at a young age. His first solo performance was at age 4. It helped that he learned from his mother, who was a church organist, And he eventually dropped out of high school at age 15 to pursue his career. And I'm glad he did, because it was not that long, as he only lived to the age of 45. Let's hear something you might know from 1943.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Nat started out with his trio and was just an instrumentalist for a while until he was encouraged to sing, and he did a lot of that. But he has some great recordings with his trio, and here is one, The Man on the Little White Keys.
Here we are together, and we're in the mood to swing. First, I'd like to tell you about the rhythm that we bring. Now, on my right flank is a guy who plays a mad guitar, and when he takes a solo flight, he shoots up to a star. Flank is a boy who plays a mighty bass, and when he takes a solo jack, his rhythm rocks the place. Now hold it just a second, bud, don't flip another vibe, and let us tell the people who we think is really tops. Now in this corner sits a guy who plays a gob of keys. Just hold on, relax yourself, and listen if you please. ¶¶ you gents, you knock me out, your praise of me is high. Now come on, let's combine this jive and let the rhythm fly.
Rhythm is our specialty, we always try to please. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. Hear this rockin' rhapsody, your hep cats ABCs. A bass, a guitar, and the man on little white keys. If you're out for mellow evening, we will be around. I want some robin', knock that stoppin', bust your conk and lay it down. Dig this solid 2D groovin', swingin' it out with ease. A bass, a guitar, and the man on little white keys. Solid creeping, leaping with the breeze. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys.
Piece co-written by Nat, recorded in 1945. From what I can make out, his recording career began about 1938 with his trio, and he was just 19 years old at the time. Let's hear now a recording from 1944. Cole Porter song. Thank you.
Some folks like that, taters, lines. Some prefer French fries. But I like mine fixed with mayonnaise, coleslaw on the side. Solid potato salad, that solid salad jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up and bring it right back. Solid potato salad, and let's have no yak yak. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up and bring it right back. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, for some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Solid potato, salad, it's really fine and you better latch on. Solid potato, salad, don't hesitate, go get a plate before it's all gone. The farmer said to the spud, your skin looks slightly pallid, so I'll dig you later, bud, for some solid potato salad. Solid potato salad, that solid salad jack. Solid potato salad, boy, take a plate, fill it up, take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back. Take a plate, fill it up, bring it right back.
One of a number of food-related songs Nat King Cole recorded, that one from 1945, Solid Potato Salad, preceded by What Is This Thing Called Love? Well, Nat recorded over 100 songs that became top charting pop hits, pop and jazz, jazz and pop. And his trio with piano, guitar, and bass, no drums, became the model for so many trios to follow. And just sharing some of Nat's recordings from my music library, it's just a little tip of the iceberg. And I realized I really don't have a lot of his big hits, like Route 66 is one that I don't have in my collection, but it's out there. You've heard it. You may have it. And all this information about Nat is so readily available, but I'm just so happy to be able to share his music with you on his 100th birthday tonight. Up next, a recording from 1946. You call it madness, but I call it love. Right here on Fine Tune.
I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm dreaming of. And now you call it madness, but I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And now you call it madness, but I call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating, for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, so I am pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. And what were you thinking of? For now you call it madness, but I call it love. Plaything out of romance, and what were you thinking of? For now you call it madness, but I call it love.
Minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky,
flash, flash, alakazam,
wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view,
flash, flash, alakazam,
I got a look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to be shot. I've been hit.
This is it, this is it, I-T-S.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, flash, alakazam.
Out of an orange colored sky. And I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout. I've been hit.
This is it, this is it, I did it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam.
Out of an orange colored purple stripe, through the polka dot sky, alakazam and goodbye.
Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
Nat King Cole with the Stan Kenton Orchestra from 1950. Orange Colored Sky, one of his hit recordings. Up next, a duet with Nat and his second wife, Maria. He was first married at age 17, and that marriage ended in divorce 11 years later. And a few years after that, he married Maria. And here they are, Nat and Maria, with It's a Man Every Time.
I'm over here, dear. I want to talk to you. A man will tell his wife he loves her.
Why, of course.
And then he begs her not to flirt.
Mm-hmm.
But when he says that he's been fishing, he can't explain the lipstick on his shirt.
That was cherry pie.
That's a man every time. That's a man. That's a man every time. That's a man.
Let me add a few bars to this refrain. A wife will get her man a wristwatch.
Expensive, too.
Her present gives the guy a thrill.
Only the best, honey.
But though he thinks that she's an angel,
mm-hmm.
In 30 days he finds it on his bill. Now what do you got to say? That's a girl every time. That's a girl. That's a girl every time. That's a girl.
Wait a second, you just listen to me. He tells his wife to please be thrifty.
Yes, you're supposed to save.
A wasted dollar makes him cross.
Oh, definitely.
But after she has saved his money, he runs right out and bets it on a horse.
I got hot news from the horse.
That's a man every time. That's a man. That's a man every time. That's a man. I've told you all the wrongs that men do,
but I think that the girl's to blame.
But after all the noise is over, we really love each other just the same. Really love each other just the same. We really love each other just the same. We really love each other just the same.
You can't fry an egg in a snowstorm. You can't get your mail at the zoo. You can't make a fish take a shower. And you can't make me love you. You can't peel a grape underwater. You can't drive a car to Peru. You can't make a well kick the bucket. You can't make me love you. You can fly a kite, start a fight, sleep at night. You can count to 10, but baby, here we go again. You can't keep the rain from the rhubarb. You can't find a flea in a flu. You can't hit the moon with a beanbag. And you can't make me love you. Cause I already do. You can fix a flat, swing a bat, wear a hat. You can stay up late, but baby, I reiterate. You can't bake a bean in a barrel. You can't tell the sun what to do. You can't hardly fall up a stairway. You can't make me love you, cause I already do.
is a story of a man who was passing on in years, who met and fell in love with a young girl. Some say that youth and maturity have little chance for successful love. Some disagree. Others say that youth and maturity can be happy together because they complement each other. His maturity was as wine to her, while her youth was as roses to him. Wine is good when it's mellowed in the wood. When it's mellowed in the wood, wine is wonderful. So best tap the barrel when it's mellowed in the wood. Then you're sure that the wine is good. But a rose, on the other hand, a rose is, as anybody knows, really marvelous when it's oh so young that its blushing barely shows. It is then you should pick the rose. That's the way it could be. That's the way it should be. That's the way I would it would be. For a rose in its youth so fresh and gay, at the dawning of its day, is desirable. While wine more mellow with each passing hour grows, and he is like wine, heaven knows, while she is his young blushing rose. That's the way it could be. That's the way it should be. That's the way I would it would be.
Nat, with the smooth sound of Roses and Wine from 1952. We also heard You Can't Make Me Love You from 1951. And we heard Nat and his wife Maria Cole with It's a Man Every Time. Nat was such a versatile performer that he could be successful with ballads and novelty numbers alike. And he had success with them all. He had over 20 top charting albums, or more than two dozen charting albums in his 20 years, or in 20 years, which ranked him behind only Frank Sinatra as the most successful pop performer of his generation. And when Nat was changing over from jazz-based music to more pop music, there was an outcry among many who felt he was abandoning his roots, much in the same way that people were outraged when Bob Dylan went from folk to electric music in the 60s. A similar situation. Well, here is one of Nat's biggest numbers, and it is Unforgettable from 1952.
unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. How you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
That's all. Nat King Cole from 1953 with a Bob Hames composition. Up next, we'll hear Nat along with Dean Martin, recorded in 1954. Neither one of them had their TV shows yet. It sounds like something that they might have done together on a TV show, but the lyrics are definitely dated. The song is Open Up the Doghouse, Two Cats Are Coming In.
Open up the doghouse, open up the doghouse. Rover, Rover, move it over, two cats are coming in.
Nat, you look like a man with a story.
I sure have. I told my wife we ought to save money. That's the way it's gotta be.
Oh, gotta be. Gotta be that way.
She canceled all her charge accounts, gave all the gold to me.
Oh, well, I can't see what you did wrong. Why was your woman so upset?
Well, I put the money on a horse and he hasn't showed up yet. Open up the doghouse. Open up the doghouse. Rover, Rover, move it over. Two cats are coming in.
Well, Dean, what's your problem?
There it is.
I gave my wife a beautiful fur coat.
You did?
Told her it was genuine made.
Rich man.
I took her out to show it off. Then we stopped in for a drink.
Oh, cocktails. Well, I know your wife was really thrilled. How come you two had a spat?
Oh, it's easy. You see, it started to rain. The coat got wet. And mink just don't smell like that.
Timber! Open up the doghouse. Open up the doghouse. Rover, Rover, move it over. Two cats are coming in.
Let's hear it, man.
You know what, though?
What?
There's just one way to handle a woman. Dean, we just got to treat him rough.
We gotta slap him.
That's right.
We gotta show him who wears the pants. Cut out that sissy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now it ain't no use to take abuse whenever they are cranky or cross. Let's put the women in their place and we'll show them who's the boss. Open up the doghouse. Two cats are coming.
Yeah, get those guys in the doghouse. Jeez, it's a little harsh. Well, a couple years after that recording, Nat was offered a television show of his own. It started out as 15 minutes long before the news, Huntley Brinkley, I think. And it eventually became, I think, an hour, but no national sponsor could be found. So the guests would come on for free, big name stars to help him out. But at the end of the year, he decided to call it quits. He said, well, I'll find his quote about that, but I'm sure he sang this next song on his show, and it had a revival when the movie Sleepless in Seattle came out.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
How witty, how sweet, how grand, I would kiss me pretty, I would hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute, what they do me. I hear me holler, I choose a sweet lover for losing thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two rooms. The kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me not a lot of, just a plot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand. I would kiss me pretty, I would hold my hand. I hear holler, I choose a sweet lover for losing thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two rooms, the kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me not a lot of, just a plot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou pretty, thou swell, thou sweet, thou witty, thou grand.
Nat King Cole live at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas in 1960. And regarding his short-lived television show, after the last episode aired in December of 1957, Cole said, "Madison Avenue is afraid of the dark." And he was sometimes caught between a rock and a hard place with folks on both sides of the segregation issues, having strong feelings about what he was doing to try to equalize the races at that time. Next up, let's hear from the last recording that was released, his L-O-V-E album, released in 1964, and he passed away in 1965 from lung cancer, having been a heavy smoker for many years. So here is L-O-V-E.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Just a game for two. Two and love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
L-O-V-E. That's what Nat was all about. He always said, "I may be able to bring harmony among people with my music." That's what he was all about, and he achieved so much of that. He's bringing harmony to me tonight, and I hope he is to you. I'm Wendy Nordquist. I'll leave you with one more song on this 100th anniversary of Nat King Cole's birth on St. Patrick's Day back in 1919. And through the magic of modern technology, Natalie Cole, daughter of Nat and Maria, was able to record herself with her father on his existing recordings. And she had a memorable television special that I recall where there was actually a holographic image of him as well on stage with her. So we'll hear Natalie and Nat, Unforgettable.
that's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more
unforgettable in every way?
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable
thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Los hijos de Caitlin Jensen escuchan lo todo. Tienen bien ocupado al Dr. Gerard O'Halloran. El Dr. O'Halloran es un especialista.